We're keeping it local. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
It is 12:08 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Harbath here in studio with your Community Connection, as always brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. Joining me in studio today, we have Sylvan Durbin with the Owatonna Arts Center. Sylvan, welcome. I've been talking about getting you on here probably since we started this segment back in the beginning of the year, and here, we finally made it happen.
Well, thank you. I live by calendars. So if you're once on my calendar, you have a better chance that I will follow through on it. So thank you for the lovely invitation. And I'd like to, you know, make you aware that we're going to have an exhibition coming up with Scott Markell. He's one of a local artist. Part of the show this year, exhibitions, have been featuring Owatonna artists. It's our 50th anniversary. And we are also going to be doing a wonderful concert with Mick Sterling in October on the 25th. He's going to do Elton John. And if you're interested in attending, you need to contact Jane Middlestad at 507-475-0138. Back to Scott Markell. He's the title of the show is Song of Shadow and Light. He's an Owatonna boy, born and raised here. He's a fabulous artist. He's also has a degree in mathematics and I believe sociology. Just a wonderful individual. The show should be absolutely stunning. Some of the pieces that he'll be showing are watercolors, and he has that beautiful translucent quality with glass with light coming through it. It's going to be a wonderful show. And we invite you to the opening reception to see Scott on October 12th. And get a chance to talk with him and learn a little bit more about himself and the art that he produces.
And so while they're there for that, you know, there's plenty of other things to take in when you check out the Owatonna Arts Center. So let's just talk about the facility a little bit in general, too, for those that maybe have never been in there. Talk about some of, you know, the exhibits and such that are in there, maybe a little bit more on a permanent basis.
Well, thank you. The large room, which is the Performing Arts Hall, I call Owatonna's living room, partly because there are events that the Art Center hosts, musical events. And just this past Sunday, we did host a concert with Cedric Braden, and we'll be doing some more of that as well. And we also do private events. We host, you know, celebrations of life, weddings, just a variety of things happen in that room. And the other thing that's going to happen in November is our annual art and craft sale, Pastimes, which is going to be November 6th, 7th, and 8th. And we, you know, are welcome you to come out and shop. All of the items will be handmade, one of a kind, unique. And if you're an artist or a fine craftsperson, would like to be a part of it, contact us at the Art Center. Now, you also had expressed the Art Center has a very tiny little room, a library. And I really welcome you to, you know, enter it. Some people are kind of frightened off because I don't know why. But you need to go in and look at the ceiling. Lynette Yancho painted it. Oh, dear, I've lost the date, I think, 2011. She was given kind of free rein, so she calls it art and imagination. And on the ceiling are these wonderful, it's just fantastic. It's kind of like my little Sistine Chapel with imagination. And pictured in the mural, and this is just, you know, something that is wonderful for me, is there are three individuals pictured, well, besides myself, the Alice Ottinger and Gene Zamboni. They were artists here in town and called themselves Oz Press. And so the Art Center has a collection of a number of their works, large wall pieces that are literally stunning. And then also the second Zamboni, Dee Dee Zamboni, who is a Franciscan nun, and on October we'll celebrate her 101 birthday as well. And the gallery changes exhibitions almost every month. So there's a variety of things for you to come and see. And some of our most popular ones coming up will be the K through 12 Owatonna Public School exhibition in March in celebration of Art Youth Month. I'm sorry, that's a little bit of a mouthful for me today. And one of the other ones that we really enjoy doing will be, I believe, the 73rd or 74th annual Steele County Art Exhibition. So if you're 18 years of age, live in Steele County, it's an opportunity for you to bring and show a piece. That information will be coming out a little bit closer in the spring. And because I'm thinking of it, I'm going to do this plug. The Art Center has a scholarship, and although the date for this year has closed, the scholarship is for an individual who is graduated from a high school in Steele County and is pursuing education in the arts and has had at least one quarter of work behind them. And the application will be due September 15th, 2026. It seems rather insane to be thinking that far ahead, but I do encourage you to do that. Remember, it's the arts. So you could be in literature, theater, dance, visual arts. And we're looking forward to having you apply.
So that just, to me, goes to show, just with all that stuff that you just touched on, that the Arts Center, it is meant for everyone in the area.
Oh, definitely. I know that at times people feel rather frightened or intimidated by the arts, because I've rented this space for a lot of people doing, you know, family events. And, you know, sometimes they, you know, basically say, well, aren't you concerned about the things that I have around? And, you know, I am. But everyone comes and they're welcome and they live up to the standard of not only enjoying the space, but being very respectful of, you know, the objects and things that we do have on display. And then I'll do this other plug is we try to showcase a variety of different art forms. I basically say I don't have to like all of them and I don't have to understand all of them. The important thing is to provide a variety of experiences in the arts. It's an opportunity for each of us to stretch and grow.
Absolutely. And I feel like we're just kind of getting started here on everything that the Owatonna Arts Center has to offer. But we are going to go ahead and kick it to our break here. But on the other side, we will continue our conversation with Sylvan Durbin and the Owatonna Arts Center. That's when your community connection continues on Cows 100.9. This is brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. And here we go with more of your community connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. Corey Hargith back here in studio with you and joined by Sylvan Durbin from the Owatonna Arts Center. And Sylvan, before the break there, we were just really getting started on some of the things that the Arts Center offers. But I do want to make sure that we touch on, you know, all the folks that make everything happen within that beautiful building there on the West Hills campus. First of all, if you don't know where the Art Center is, we should probably hit that first. It's kind of tucked back in there behind City Hall up there on the West Hills campus. But talk a little bit about your volunteers and, you know, all the work that they do to keep that building looking the way it is and getting the exhibits moved around, that sort of thing.
Well, we have an organization called the Friends of the Arts Center, headed up by Sue Vetter. It's a very important organization. They meet on the third Wednesday of every month at 11 o'clock at the Arts Center. And behind the scenes, they do a variety of things for us. They'll trim the Christmas tree. They also host the Gardens for the Garden Tour. They're always doing receptions for the artists. There's just really the backbone. And without them, a number of wonderful things just wouldn't happen at the Arts Center. And just recently, they had their fall luncheon, which was a wonderful success. And, you know, they really are looking forward to, you can to having you join. And it's a fun organization, and you can be as active or as inactive as you wish, but they're very important for keeping the Art Center moving and going forward. And we welcome you to join.
Yeah, so you're looking for members of the Friends group that you're talking about, but just overall members of the Art Center, right?
Well, we also have another thing called Owatonna Art Center membership, and this helps us financially. Basically, the membership is $50 for an individual or $100 for a family membership, and it begins when you start when you sign up. And with that, you'll be now getting an electronic newsletter that will keep you informed of all of the events that are happening, gallery exhibitions, classes that are offered through community ed, musical programming. It's just a really good way to stay connected with the Art Center, and also helps us keep the doors open and operating as well.
And so before we get too far here, let's talk about how folks can go about and become a member of either one of the either a member of the Art Center or a friend of the Art Center. How do they go about doing that?
Well, to be a friend of the Art Center, just kind of show up on the third Wednesday of the month at 11 o'clock at the Art Center for the meeting. Sue and all of us will welcome you. But to become a member of the Art Center, we suggest that you probably need to go online, www.oacarts.org, and fill out the membership form. And that will get you on our electronic mailing list and keep you informed. And we also encourage you to, you know, become active with a number of special projects that we will have throughout the year as well.
And I know you've got some more things on your list that you want to get to here for some of the things that are happening at the Art Center and such like that. So we should probably get to it here before we run out of time.
Oh, thank you. I want to encourage people to sign up for classes that are offered through Community Ed. We have a clay class that's happening right now. That's our most popular one. We have a really well-outfitted clay studio with kick wheels and electric wheels. Excellent teachers. Beth Jaku is going to be offering a pastel class, which I think is going to be really wonderful and exciting. She's an excellent instructor. She also does paint pour, which is a very popular technique, and everybody has success with it. And so, you know, sign up for a class. Try something, even if you're not good at it. It's an opportunity to see and learn and have an experience that hopefully will be wonderful. We also are having, and I had mentioned pastimes, wine tasting will be coming up on November 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. Cashwise is the host with that. And Christmas is coming. I know a number of us don't want to think about it on the day when it's in the 70s and 80s, but Christmas will soon be here on November 22nd, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. We're going to do Cocoa with Santa and make and take Christmas ornaments. It's a great opportunity for you to come and, you know, sit on Santa's lap, whisper into him your wishes for the holiday season. And it's a great time to get a photo op just in time for that family portrait Christmas card that you would like to do. And of course, Christmas is on its way, and I've got to get busy thinking about the Christmas display. We invite everybody to stop out and see it. It's free and open to the public, and it's just a nice little getaway from all of those holiday preparations that you'll be doing in December with gift wrapping, shopping, baking, and all of that. We invite you to stop out and enjoy the Art Center.
All right, and Sylvan, in about the minute or so that we have left here, we already covered that you guys are kind of hidden back there on the West Hills campus, but what are the hours at the Art Center, and how else can they go about contacting you if they have other questions?
Well, we're open from 1 to 5, Tuesday through Sunday, closed on Mondays, and you can go about contacting us by looking at our website, contacting us by email, or phoning us at the Art Center, area code 507-451-0533. The Art Center is for everyone. Don't be frightened off. We enjoy your company. And surprisingly, your volunteer skills might be just what we're looking for. You don't need to be an artist to volunteer. Oftentimes we have some maintenance projects that just need a handyman's hand with as well. So come and join us. The arts are there for all of us to enjoy and experience.
All right, that's Sylvan Durbin with the Owatonna Arts Center. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us here today. We do have to get moving here. Your Midday Farm Review from the Linder Farm Network is on the way here at the bottom of the hour. The John Partridge will join you back here starting at 1 o'clock. You'll have your dad joke of the day brought to you by Wayne Norwood Wetmore right here on Cows 100.9. This has been your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. I'm Corey Hogarth. Have a good one.